Today on Seculo, it's shocking as Biden is exploiting veterans' hospitals.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Seculo. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. First, let's say, everybody, a lot of us Florida connections, a lot of Florida listeners, we're praying for you. Listen to your governor. Listen to your director of emergency management. Listen to Petronas. Listen to, I think he's going to be joining us tomorrow on the broadcast, kind of post-landfall to see. But wherever you are, help people if you can help. Because there's a lot of people fleeing, you know, the western coast of Florida. But also, listen to your governor. When they say leave, leave. When they say get out, and I know we're getting close to some people not having that choice anymore. But if you're further up the coast, do what they say. That's what I learned in living in Florida. You do what they say, everything will turn out okay.
Yeah, and I
think the rest is, you know, houses and insurance can cover all that, protect your life.
Yeah, I think Governor DeSantis' plan, with his emergency management and with the chief financial officer, Jimmy Petronas, they've laid it out. They've been consistent on this. But our thoughts and prayers are with our many, many viewers and friends in Florida. We've got a lot of contacts and connections to Florida, both people that go to Florida and also where I think we're on in every city, in every major city in Florida. So if you're listening to us and you still have power, make sure you're safe and do what your governor says. And we'll have some good news in the next 24 to 48 hours as this thing moves on. So our thoughts and prayers will continue there. We've got Senator Lankford coming up because this VA hospital situation is pretty dramatic, Jordan, of what is taking place at the VA hospital, where there's a specific prohibition against performing abortions in the existing codes. Yet the Biden administration is compelling those hospitals to now engage in abortion practices.
Yeah, and I think this is where we're going to talk to Senator Lankford, because they are, one, bragging about it. So you've got, for instance, the head of Veterans Affairs telling senators on Wednesday night that they performed their first VA abortion. And so the problem is the laws on the books, and not just the Hyde Amendment, but laws specific to VA hospitals, are very clear that they do not provide abortion services.
Yeah.
So how is the VA secretary getting around this? You know, this is when congressional oversight becomes so important, and why Senator Lankford's so important, why elections are so important, midterms especially too, because legally, it doesn't appear. I would like to know what loophole they're trying to utilize here to perform what I at least think what they're trying to get across. And we don't know, because they didn't give us the details about what kind of abortion, but I think they want the left to think it's elective.
Right.
Yeah.
They want people on their side of the aisle to think that the VA is now an abortion clinic.
Right, and they did this through an interim final rule, actually going around the normal rulemaking process where you actually, you know, propose the rule and then we have a comment period before they implement it. They went ahead and implemented this rule, and now we're doing a comment period afterwards, which we will be submitting a public comment on October 11th, you know, saying that this was not properly enacted, that the VA lacks authority to enact the rule, and that the federal government lacks the authority to supplant state abortion laws that are in place. But they tried to go around the regular administrative rulemaking.
But we are going to respond to that rulemaking and get an official, we're going to do a legal position and have that filed with the department, because we think it's that important.
Yes, on October 11th, we'll have it filed. And they do try to, I think what we know so far is they give exceptions for rape, incest, and life and health of the mother, but they performed their first abortion, the VA performed their first abortion this week.
Yeah, they've not done it before. So this is, you know, look, we said post-Dobbs, there's going to be a lot of moving parts. This is the latest one.
Yeah, so folks, start getting your phone calls in now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So we come back from the break. We'll be joined right off live by Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, who is exposing this. And then we'll start taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. to Secular. We're joined by a great friend of the ACLJ and a champion for life, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. And Senator Lankford, it's great to have you. Let me just go right to it. You sent a letter because we have the VA Secretary, Dennis McDonough, basically bragging about how they performed their first abortion. Now, they didn't get into a lot of details. I felt like, I said this earlier in the broadcast, I feel like they almost want to get across as like they're open now as like a VA abortion clinic, even though they haven't provided those details yet. But in your letter, you clearly laid out that federal law prohibits them from providing abortion services. So, Senator Lankford, what is going on at the VA?
Yeah, this is President Biden trying to find every way he can to expand abortion in America. He is absolutely obsessed with increasing the number of abortions in America, and his new way of doing that is turning VA hospitals into abortion clinics. In 1992, Congress passed a law dealing specifically with reproductive health for women that are veterans, but in that 1992 law specifically prohibited abortions. Dennis McDonough and the president are just ignoring the law and saying, we want to provide abortions to veterans, and so we are going to do that, and we're going to do it on demand in any trimester, late term, early term, doesn't matter. They're going to do abortions as much as they can.
Senator, I'm holding Section 106 of the code in my hand, and it says, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs may provide to women the following health care services. Then it lists them. Then under general reproductive health care, it says specifically, not including under this section, abortions. So the law couldn't be any clearer. It says that's not under VA health care for women, abortion services.
That is correct. And that is not only is it very, very clear in the law, they're also trying to get around every state law as well. States like mine that want to protect the life of every single child, they're basically putting out the welcome sign to say, hey, you can't get an abortion in the state. We're going to bring you onto federal property and we're going to do abortions here instead. And so this is, again, Biden trying to increase the number of abortions in America. It is his obsession.
You know, Senator, I've got a follow-up, and that is this. You know, we said after the Dobbs decision that it was likely that the abortion industry was going to go into overdrive on the states. But they have a partner here, and it's not Planned Parenthood I'm talking about. The partner they have in their drive is actually the Biden administration. As you said, they are so committed to this abortion issue that they're doing everything in their power to make abortion rights expanded as their reaction to Dobbs.
Yeah, that's correct. And let me give you an example of that. They'll say, for instance, in the VA center, they'll say, well, this is about rape and incest, or this is about health and life of the mother. But then they specifically state in that, no police reports, no questions on this. If you come in and be able to say, hey, this is a rape, we're not going to do any follow-up. We're just going to take your word on it. We're going to continue to be able to move forward on it. And it's also health of the mother. So that would be any reason at all that she could say financial health of the mother, or it could be, you know what, I'm just not comfortable at this stage in my life to be able to be there. I'm not sure that's going to work. All of those things will qualify for them to do abortions at any single stage. So even states that come in that say, we're going to limit abortion and we won't do late term abortions, the VA is already saying, no, we're going to do abortions at any stage at any time.
You know, Senator, this to me, I think it's, we're in this post-Dobbs world, what this is a reminder of, and we told people, is be ready for a battle. Yes, it was worth obviously celebrating, still celebrating overturning of Roe versus Wade. But now we have to take the battle, whether it's the battle in the states like your state in Oklahoma or the federal battle. It is one that I think we need to do a lot of education for people, a lot of issue advocacy for people so they understand, because I think right now, if you look at what's happening across the country, there is an abortion movement kind of like wave happening, and it's time for us to counteract it.
It is, actually. And it's we engage with people with truth and with love, and we speak up for the value of every single child. We know we're encountering people that I call child deniers. They just will not admit that that's a child in the womb, and so they just deny the obvious scientific fact of a child being there, and they say this is all about convenience. We're speaking out for the value of every single child. And what I simply say to people is, I understand this is a difficult challenge, and there's all kinds of issues that are wrapped around this on the future, but there's a child in the process here. We've got to discuss this child. And I don't think some children are valuable and some children are disposable. I think every child is valuable. And when we begin the conversation by talking about that child, then we're beginning at the spot that I think we need to be. This is not about the convenience of adults. I'm a I'm a parent myself. Children are not always convenient. But the simple fact is children are valuable and important, and they're to be honored. And so what are we going to do to be able to honor the life and the value of every single child?
Yeah, Senator Lankford, I just want to also thank you for what you wrote in your letter about abortion is not and will never be health care. Health care protects life. And I think that's an important point that you made, and we're very grateful that you always do stand up for life.
Yeah, there's an important principle here that healthcare protects life, abortion takes life. And so this is not about expanding healthcare options. This is about protecting the life of every single individual, no matter how tall they are.
So let me ask you this, Senator, because this is going to be the question that our entire audience, on whether they're watching on our social medias or TV or radio, they're going to ask this. And that is, what you've got this letter out. What do you expect to happen? What can happen here? What can we do to stop this?
A couple of things. The VA first announced the policy. They put out what's called an interim final rule. They said, we're doing it. And then after the fact, then they're saying, we're taking comments on this.
File comments, yeah.
So this is everyone filing comments. And it's not just saying, hey, I know an organization that filed a comment, and I believe in that organization. I'm encouraging individuals to file a comment on this, to say, let's just let the VA know from all over the country, here's what we believe about not only following the law, but of the value of every single child as well. And so they've got all those comments that are there. We continue to be able to pray. We make comments. We speak out on these issues. And we'll have legal challenges that are going to happen. I mean, you guys have been experts at this, to be able to work through the legal challenges. When you break the law, you should have legal consequences for that.
Senator Lankford, I know we're going to get our groups activated. We've got technology set up, you know, through our ACLJ Action account, so people can submit their own comments and issues like that. So we'll get that going and ready to go. I want to thank you for bringing attention to this, because I want people to understand, one, they're flouting the law, and two, we're fighting back, and we've got a champion like you in Washington, D.C., leading that charge for us. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, thanks for being with us.
We appreciate it, Senator. Thanks so much. Jordan, you mentioned ACLJ Action. What is the next step that we do here?
Yeah, I mean, I think for ACLJ Action, I know our team listens to the broadcast, so we'll be setting up. We'll get the timeline. We'll make sure it's enough time, but also timely. And we set up, we've done this through comment periods before, you'll be able to have a system set up where, yes, it'll be a pre-drafted letter, but we actually encourage you every time on the ACLJ Action, like Senator Lankford said, adding your own text. So when that's up and available, we will let you know on this broadcast. But it's great to hear from Senator Lankford. And I think for everybody listening, the importance of taking action like that. Like he said, the ACLJ comment, which will be very comprehensive, is very important because it comes from experts. But also comments from the American people are just as important when you want to put them all together. So we help you draft your comment, but we want you always to make it personal. And when that's open and we're ready to go, we will let you know that's been launched.
You know, interesting, Senator Lankford from Oklahoma, we are filing a brief with the Supreme Court of Oklahoma on Monday, October 3rd, on behalf of Oklahoma legislatures who are joining our brief defending Oklahoma law. We've got calls coming in on this, 800-684-3110. We have time to take one before the break here. Let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah, Richard in Arizona on line one. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question would be, is why is there so much money involved, and who is making money off of all these abortions?
Well, Planned Parenthood is in the business of abortion. So, you know, they used to say that only, you know, a small percentage of their operations were abortion-based. Yet, as Cece has pointed out, meanwhile, they've closed up clinics all over the United States, so obviously it was not a small portion of their...
Right. Planned Parenthood and any abortion provider, they're the ones that make the money off of this, and they're the ones that control all these politicians. They're the ones that fund their campaigns, and we see them. If you even have a Democrat, we talked about this the other day, if you have a Democrat who even says, hey, I'm against the partial birth abortion,
they get
absolutely annihilated,
yeah,
and money pulled. So you have to be, if you're a Democrat now, you have to toe the Planned Parenthood line and be completely pro-abortion.
But they are running on this. I mean, this is going into the midterms. The Democrats seem to be running on this, Jordan.
Yes. Well, I think it's this. They don't want to run the economy.
Oh, that's for sure.
So, I mean, and I don't say that tongue in cheek. They can't. So they thought this issue was going to be that moderate vote that they've been more successful with the past couple of elections, and that this would galvanize. The problem is, once the moms have trouble putting food on the table, or they have to even start thinking about, like, even go up to the next level of income. Maybe you can't take the same vacation, or you can't buy the new car, or, you know, issues like that, or private school starts getting expensive, things like that. The Roe versus Wade being overturned. First of all, people are saying it's not the parade of horribles like people had said. States are working through this. It's going to take a lot of time. I think economy becomes the number one issue. They want abortion to be the number one issue. It won't be because of inflation, because of just general. We're going to talk about it later in the broadcast. People are hurting economically, and they're wondering, when does it actually, like, what's the fallout? Where's the fallout? Because doesn't feel like we've hit that point yet.
No, I don't think so. All right, we're going to take your calls too. 1-800-684-3110. We have a couple lines open. 800-684-3110. Secular Brothers Podcast. Go to secularbrothers.com. It's the numbers of people listening and downloading are incredible.
All right, welcome back to Secular. We're going to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. As you just heard Senator Lankford, I mean, we got clear federal law here. As Senator Lankford said, you know, part of this is if this administration would just follow the law, and you would think they have to, except for they also control the Department of Justice.
Right.
So when you control federal law enforcement and one of your departments is flouting federal laws, but you say, oh, that's not a priority for us, you know, even if they are, it's down the chain because we're dealing with abortion pro-life protesters and Donald Trump's records, so we can't worry about enforcing laws on the books like the VA's ban on abortion.
And you got a law that is specifically on the book. Colonel Westmith is here, and you use VA facilities, and you know the VA hospital situation. This is an unprecedented move here.
Absolutely. It is an end run around this Supreme Court decision. I think it's completely illegal. And what most people don't realize, Jay, is that this Veterans Administration medical facilities, they provide care for disabled veterans who have permanent disabilities. But in addition to that, it's not known in the civilian world much, but there's a program called CHAMP VA. It's a civilian health and medical program through the Veterans Administration. And people that are eligible for this are not just the veteran with a service-connected disability, but their spouses and their children up to age 23, so that these people would also be available, if they chose to do so, for abortion services, not just the disabled veteran, their spouse and children up to age 23. I checked this morning with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. There are 4.7 million veterans with a permanent service-connected disability in the United States. They would be eligible for the abortion services, but so would their spouses and their children up to age 23. This pool is much larger than most people realize.
I mean, this is a very brazen move on behalf of the Biden administration to it's their reaction to, it's political, and it's their reaction to the Supreme Court. I mean, they leaked the Supreme, somebody inside the Supreme Court leaked that opinion. I mean, don't forget that part. Don't forget that part for a minute. Now, I want to also turn our attention to California, if I can, because they passed a series of bills yesterday, CC, that we've been very involved in. We filed comments on. And this goes to that perinatal issue. And California is now, I think, the most pro-abortion state in the United States of America.
Yeah, well, they're touting that, obviously. But Governor Newsom signed a whole package of abortion bills, actually 13 bills that dealt with abortion, including the one that we've been fighting all along that prohibits a person from being criminally or civilly liable for a perinatal death. And they did put in due to causes that occurred in your utero, but the problem is you can't investigate. They don't allow you to investigate, so you don't know what those causes are. So literally, you cannot be criminally or civilly liable for a perinatal death, and that means a death of a child that's born. A live child up to 28 days. And that was just one of 13 bills that provided funds. They provided reproductive health scholarships to get people to come and perform abortions, grants for abortion providers, funds for community-based organizations that provide abortions. It's literally a slate of 13 bills promoting abortion and setting up their website, abortion.ca.gov.
Yeah, so this is the reason why you've got to support these pregnancy resource centers and crisis pregnancy centers, because they are the front lines in this battle for life. Without them, I mean, that is the front lines on that. We've got a lot of calls coming in on this topic. 1-800-684-3110. We're going to take some of those calls right now. Again, if you want to talk to us on it, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones. Loretta in Rhode Island on line one. Hey, Loretta. Loretta, you there?
On the air.
Looks like we'll go back to Loretta. We'll check in on that connection. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Pat in New Mexico on line two. Hey, Pat.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just calling because I'm concerned about the Native American Indian reservations here, because our governor, Michelle Lujan, a couple months ago made noises about maybe opening abortion mm-hmm. clinics on the reservation. And it's under the Department of Health and Human Services, yep. like the Veterans is under a federal Department of Veterans Affairs. So
right.
I really think that that might be in the working now to kind of kill Native babies.
So, yeah. So look. Very possible that this could happen. So as we're doing in the VA case, we were filing what's called comments as a legal position on this, and we will point out what the law is. We're going to have to look at, we'll take a look at what the law might be as it relates to Native American land and the governance, because governance of those is usually tribal nature. It's tribal governance. But the federal government obviously has a significant role, so we will definitely take a look at that. But look, they're going to exploit everything they can for their agenda on this. We got to be clear, and that's why we got to fight this out so aggressively. Is Loretta ready to go? Okay, let's take Loretta's call on line one. Loretta, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for all that you do.
Thanks.
I'm an American veteran. I'm an Army veteran. I'm 100% disabled. I have a prosthetic leg. I can't even believe or imagine what this law-breaking administration is about to try to do to our VA systems. I couldn't even fathom being in a VA while there are abortions being performed. It would just be so disgusting to me, and it's such a disgrace.
It is. I will say, and thank you for your service, Loretta, it is kind of, Wes, mind-blowing.
Absolutely, I mean, that they,
this
it
is. At a VA, you think in VA hospital, I'm thinking about helping people like Loretta
yeah,
or you
yeah.
or others.
Yeah, I go to the VA Medical Center routinely. It never occurred to me that they would be performing abortions there. And again, the concern that I have is not just for the veterans, it's for millions and millions of spouses and children up to age 23 that are now eligible for this. The administration, I think of what Vice President Harris said last week, they castigate and condemn crisis pregnancy centers, and they actually, by extension, condemn people who want to not have an abortion. And so they're pro-choice only if you choose to have an abortion. It's so disingenuous. It is so wrong.
They are using everything they have. Should we try to grab Maxine's call? Let's try it. Can we do it, Will? Maxine's on line three. Maxine, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks so much.
Sure.
I have two questions. One is, it's like you can cut off your finger. I can't cut off your finger. But when the baby's conceived, it has a unique DNA. So where does anybody get the right to kill someone with a unique DNA? And second question is, how does our military, which is supposed to kill our enemies, how do they justify killing their babies?
I mean, this is let me take your second one first on my end. It changes the whole basis upon which I think the whole VA medical system is supposed to be set up. This prohibition, by the way, has been in place since 1992. So this isn't new, but yet they're flouting it. And as it relates to, that's called what you're talking about with the child being recognized is called the personhood of the child. That has not been litigated yet. There's been attempts to get that in opinions. It hasn't come out. But what the court did in Dobbs was overturn Roe, overturn Casey, got it back to the states. And this is exactly what we thought. We're not caught by surprise here. We're busy, but we're not caught by surprise.
No, and this is what Maxine talks about is, I think it's very logical. But we have to do a lot of education. And so part of what I've kind of cautioned against is rushing to pass too sweeping of laws without the education, because it opens the door for the other side. We have to take this moment, this opportunity, and educate people. Why do we believe this is a individual human life, a person, and walking through the science of it, walking through the again, what may be very logical to all of us listening right now, but for people who have been hearing abortion distortion for decades, you kind of have to be deprogrammed in a sense. And that takes that takes time, and it takes empathy, and it takes education, and it takes resources. That's what we're doing at ACLJ.
Well, For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome back to Seculo. We're taking your phone calls to 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about how the VA, we talked about this with U.S. Senator James Lankford. We've seen the Biden administration, we've seen the VA secretary brag about how they're starting to perform abortions at the VA. And it's not an overstep, and Senator Lankford agreed that they want to turn the VA into another abortion provider, to another abortion clinic. Like, this is going to become the norm. And I think they actually want, whether or not that abortion they're proud of performing was one that would be covered by generally accepted exceptions, like if there was an actual threat to the life of the mother or a rape situation, they're not going to tell. But I don't think, even if it was, I think they want people to think it's just an open door. We're an abortion clinic. We also, you know, part of what the VA does now is provide abortions. And
I mean, when you say that, it's so shocking when you've got a law I'm staring at that says
that's the thing.
You can't do that. And this administration, they talk about lawlessness. There's no gray area. Here's what it says under Section 106. Here's what it says. This is in furnishing hospital care and medical services, the Secretary of the Veterans Affairs may provide women the following healthcare services, and it lists them. It says general reproductive care, including various things they can do, but not including under this section, abortions. So there you have it. And the Biden administration says, we don't care. And we got it up on the screen for people to say, I mean, this is ridiculous. But this is the position they're taking. And that's not what, Wes, Colonel Smith, that's not what you think of a VA hospital doing.
No, they provide excellent health care. They provide a lot of health care to veterans who are not military retirees, so they can't afford, you know, their own private insurance. They're not eligible for TRICARE. It is there for a reason. It's been around for a long time. For the Biden administration to take this health care system and to twist the law, actually violate the law, so that the VA is now providing abortions, not just for veterans, but for their family members. And by the way, there's a move in the Senate by some of the Democrats to take that dependent age for veterans who are eligible for this program from the age of 23 to the age of 28.
I mean, this is a lot of moving parts here. Let me also say this. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110, but also our thoughts, our prayers for Florida. We're on a lot of stations from Florida, from the Panhandle to Miami. I mean, and points in between. Listen to what your governor and EMS emergency management services are saying and follow their directives. This is a big storm, huge impact. We're praying for you, but listen and do what they say. Let's go ahead and take a phone call at 800-684-3110. Jason's calling from New York.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm also a Navy veteran, served in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you. My question is, how are we spending tens of billions of dollars in Ukraine protecting those people, taking money supporting abortions at VA clinics, VA hospitals, yet not using those tens of billions of dollars to better improve veteran services and homeless vets? Because when I try to make an appointment, I have to wait weeks, but people want abortions right away now.
Yes. Yeah. So you get to, they jump the line.
And I just want to say, Jason, my father is a World War II veteran, and he goes to the VA hospital a lot, and it takes him forever to get in at 95 years old. And I'm just thinking, we don't take care of our own, and yet we're adding all these possibly millions of abortions.
And you think of the homeless veterans, the veterans in dire financial straits, those who are mentally ill, those who have wounds from war, and yet we're taking Veteran Department resources to provide abortions whenever veterans right now are suffering because of the lag time in healthcare.
All right, we're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. More on this topic. Also, we're going to be talking about some economic issues coming up and then some more about the FBI. So we got a lot of topics ahead. We are taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. You do that by donating at aclj.org. And folks, Logan and Jordan have launched a podcast that's it is doing great, and we thank you for doing that. Logan, Jordan, let them know how they can get information on that.
SeculoBrothers.com. So if you want to watch, listen, all that's there, Seculo, S-E-K-U-L-O-W, Brothers.com. Back to Secular. We are going to continue to take your phone calls on the VA, but one of the issues also, of course, affecting the country right now, and we were talking about this earlier because we were talking about abortion, but we were talking about kind of like what is the issue. And I think if you're a Democrat, you would actually like abortion to be much higher up on the list. What you don't want up on the list ever is a bad economy. It doesn't matter what side you're on politically, but typically, when things get bad economically or with crime, so both those issues, the American people who are somewhere in the middle trust Republicans more. They just do to deal with law enforcement matters and to deal with economic matters and when things are getting really tough. And what I think people are trying to figure out right now in the economy is, okay, we've been dealing with this long-term inflation now. Now the housing market's starting to take major hits across the country. I mean, down 20 and 30% in some cities that were booming, some places that were booming. And everybody's got their own experience with it. I mean, depending on where you live is also where the homelessness issue, where the crime issue. But people are trying to figure out, I think, where does this end before we start a recovery process? And where is the floor?
Well, and I don't think, these are very hard things to predict, but we're joined by our director of policy, Professor Harry Hutchison. Harry, there's no question that if you look at the polling data, Americans are not happy with the way the Biden administration is handling the economics of our country. And what Jordan's saying, I think, is the concern that's on most people's mind, which is, where's the bottom on this? And do we know?
I think the answer right now is we don't know, and Jay, you're absolutely correct. The American people are very concerned about the economy. They're very concerned about inflation. And if you look at a recent ABC News poll, it shows that 74% of Americans say the economy is in horrible shape. That's up from 58% in 2021. And I also would point out, as the Federal Reserve engages in a stubborn effort to raise interest rates in order to rein in record inflation, this causes other problems. And Jordan mentioned housing sales are down. Mortgage rates are now at 6.5% on an average basis in the United States. Electricity prices are up. Egg prices are up. And so inflation and the economy are very, very important issues. And I think we can all agree that the Democrats, including President Joe Biden, they are missing in action. They don't seem to care. They are focused on transitioning the American people, for instance, from fossil fuels to unstable, unreliable sources of energy in the midst of an inflationary period.
Yep.
So in some respects, I think we can agree that the Democrats now are in full agreement in pursuing policies that at the end of the day are simply stupid.
You know, you say they're kind of missing in action, and where they're focused. Well, I'll tell you where they're not missing, and that is on the issue we were talking about earlier, abortion. So they downplay the economics, but they are looking for every loophole, and then even things that don't exist. There is no loophole for the VA performing abortions, but of course, the Biden administration issued a directive, and there they go. And CC, they brag about it.
Yeah, they don't care. They're absolutely targeting you know, any pro-life. You know, they're sending the DOJ and FBI after a pro-life protester, but 20 of them they send to his house, or they go, like you said, to this to the Veterans Association and saying, you're going to start now providing abortions when they cannot by law.
Yeah, and this is while the economy, Jordan, this I know what they're doing politically. It's a deflect. But this, while the economy is teetering on a disaster, they're doing its deflection.
Yes, yes. They want people to be talking about this issue. It's interesting, this call from Kathy in California on line one. Hey, Kathy, welcome to Secular. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
How do we get this out into the public so that they know what's going on? Because, I mean, I come from a family of lawyers. My uncle was chief counsel to Donald Trump before he became president, and I was on the let's call it the crisis pregnancy, the board of governors of the crisis pregnancy center in San Francisco when it first started, like 40 years ago.
Sure.
And how do we get the word out so that more people know about
it? Yeah, I think, listen, abortion and the word out on abortion, it's more so than ever before. So everything involving abortion is getting attention. I mean, the VA is not hiding this. They sent their secretary to brag about it, the VA secretary. So, and the media, I think the way you're seeing it is likely it is being reported in a positive way.
Yes, the mainstream media is making it a positive.
You're hearing more about abortion than ever before, more about, or you'll hear the term women's rights used, but always relating back to abortion right now. I think we have a moment now. The mainstream media is not going to say it the way we want. So that's when we have to come in and kind of decode what they just told people,
which is
what we're doing right now.
Exactly. And we'll say it is getting out because we're on, you know, thousands of stations.
Yeah, like the Biden team is not running away from this issue. I want people to understand is they're going 100 miles an hour into abortion. They would like abortion to be on front and center of at least a quarter of the voters in the midterms. And
exactly.
Who is that quarter? That is basically the women's vote. And all the way from 18 to 85.
Yeah. So Harry, clearly it's like you said, they're missing in action on the economy, but boy, they are ever present on the abortion issue, but there is no quick fix between now and November 8th for the economy.
I think that's correct, but I think they're hoping that if they can continue to focus on abortion, that the mainstream media will provide cover and focus on the quote unquote right to choose. And so the mainstream media is missing in action. So instead of asking President Biden, why are Walmart and other major U.S. retailers canceling billions of dollars from their fall orders? Why is Gap laying people off? Why does the Congressional Budget Office indicate that the Democrats' latest spending spree will accelerate inflation? Why is the U.S. government telling soldiers, for instance, to apply for food stamps to make ends meet? All of these things are going on. These are very important and imperative issues for the American people. But the only issue that the Biden administration is focused on, it seems to be abortion.
Yeah, and not only focused on, the Veterans Affairs Secretary McDonough told senators last night that the abortion procedure was performed at one of VA's medical centers, citing their client's privacy, so they're not going to disclose the person, obviously. But they're leaning, like Jordan said, Cece, they're leaning into this. They're viewing this as a positive, that they've got the VA performing abortions now, which has never happened in history.
Absolutely bragging about the fact that they have literally gone around a law that's on the books and even really around the rulemaking that requires them to actually have a comment period first before they do this interim rule.
They don't care about rules.
They just think, hey, we have done a great service to the abortion industry and we're going to brag about it.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting here is you talk about rules. I mean, even laws, but they know that the DOJ is not coming after them.
Of course,
the DOJ is saying how they're going to protect abortion rights. Again, instead of just saying they're going to follow and enforce the laws, that's what their job is supposed to be. We can grab another call before we head to the next break. Yep. Let's go to Dan in Texas on line five. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Hello, this is Dan in Texas. Thanks for taking my call. I was a civil affairs medic in Vietnam in 68, 69, and my job was to work as a civil affairs soldier to take care of the populace. We took care of 5,000 Montagnards and then the local populace, later the Vietnamese. If I would have killed a child or anybody, I would have been arrested immediately. This is just murder. And they're doing it to, and, you know, and they should be arrested. That is wrong. It is killing a child in the womb. It is a life.
Listen, first of all, thank you for your service, but I'm going to put up Section 106 again of the law. I want the law up on here for everybody that's watching to see this for our radio audience. I'm going to read it. This is very clear. In furnishing hospital care and medical services under Chapter 17 of Title 38, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs may provide to women the following services, and it lists it. It says, but it does not include abortions. It could not, CC, be any clearer. I mean, no. There it is, black and white, and this administration that talks about the rule of law ignores it. They know it's there, just not going to, they don't care. Like Jordan said, DOJ's not going to do anything. They're too busy sending out agents to arrest a father of seven who's, you know, praying in front of an abortion clinic.
Yeah, absolutely. And Senator Lankford's letter that he wrote to Secretary McDonough was so great because it pointed out the fact that you are absolutely violating the law, laws that Congress make, and you don't get to change that. But they don't care.
All right, we're taking your calls on this. Going into the last segment of the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. Share this with your friends if you're watching on our social media applications. Thumbs up on YouTube. Share on Facebook, plus on Rumble, and we appreciate that so much. Also, Secular Brothers podcast. Logan and Jordan are doing this great podcast, and folks, it is so different than this radio broadcast, and it's getting great reviews, and a lot of people are either downloading it, you can wherever you get your podcasts, or are listening to it online. Again, secularbrothers.com.
To Secular, as we continue to take your phone calls and your comments at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Randy in New Mexico on line four. Hey, Randy.
Yes, this is Randy from New Mexico. Thank you for taking my call. My concern is since the Biden administration took over, our VA benefits has went way down. We have trouble even getting in. I've been using the VA for many years, Vietnam veteran, and they were more concerned about the abortions and murdering children than they are taking care of their vets. We can't even hardly get in. We can't get our prescriptions filled. It's really went downhill since the Biden administration.
Yeah, so let me tell you what we're doing. We're going to file official comments. You said, Cece, when is October
11th? Public comments are due October 11th.
Yeah, so we'll file the official comments on October 11th. But, you know, Cece, you said your dad is a World War II veteran, and getting appointments is nearly impossible.
Yeah, he's 95 years old, World War II veteran, and usually almost every conversation I have with him, he's talking about how long it is until his next appointment or getting prescriptions, you know, and it's World War II, and he's 95 years old, and he can't get into
he's not a priority.
To see. No, he's not.
Which is exactly why the VA was actually set up. But they're more concerned about doing abortions on, I mean, this is absurd, okay? I mean, but this is what the Biden administration is doing. Some of the other things that the Biden administration is doing, they seem to be very good right now at getting a large group of FBI agents to do search warrants. So we've been talking about the pastor, the pro-life pastor in Pennsylvania who has, you know, 20 agents come to his house with guns a-blazing, you know, guns out. And they say, oh, it's not a SWAT team, but because it's not technically a SWAT action. But then the FBI just got chastised, I mean significantly chastised, for this was out in California, for another one of these raids, different topic. So it's not just, you know, the social issues, it's also economic issues. Andy, what happened as a former U.S. attorney? This one had to make your skin crawl.
Yeah, it does make my skin crawl. A slew of FBI agents basically...
What is a slew, by the way, now? Because they're not sending less than one, a dozen.
No, we're talking about dozens. We're talking about dozens because they were after 1,400 safe deposit boxes. That takes a lot of agents.
In one place.
In one place, U.S. private vaults in California.
Which is a huge company.
Yeah.
And anybody, you could rent a vault like you would do at your bank, But they needed to get to all 1,400.
Right. That's what they told the magistrate. They told the magistrate, but what they didn't tell the magistrate in order to get the warrant was that their intention was the permanent confiscation of everything in every box containing at least $5,000 in cash or goods. And a senior FBI agent testified to that. And they omitted to disclose that, as they are now increasingly want to do, Jay.
Yep.
Increasingly did not disclose that fact to the magistrate who issued the warrant. This is a general search warrant. That is what was abhorred by the framers and the founders of the Constitution and of the Republic. The thing that they were scared about more than anything else was the government intruding upon us. And in this case, the government didn't tell the magistrate that what we're going to do is we're going to grab stuff in there on, but what? Unknown crimes. We presume that hundreds of unknown box holders had assets that they got through what crimes? Well, we're not going to tell you. We're not thinking about those right now. But if they're in there, they must have been gotten through criminal activity. So what they come out with? They came out with $86 million in cash, gold, silver, rare coins, jewelry, Rolex, Cartier watches, enough to stock a boutique. So they got in there, and they basically executed a search warrant of a general manager. Huh?
And the judge said no.
Then judge said no. What do you mean? This is not what I was authorizing you to do.
Well, and the problem was, if you went back to claim your items to inquire, immediately you were investigated by the FBI.
Yep.
So even if you, so everyone that used this facility was a target?
I mean, impossible.
Right.
Okay. That's impossible.
Or it'd been such a
the IRS going after every
criminal
conservative organization when they did that.
Right.
You say it's impossible. They tried to do it. They used a be on the lookout list. Here, I guess it was, if you have a safe, you know, these private vaults are all over the country. But this is where the FBI is totally unfettered. And then you got the situation in Pennsylvania where the guy gets a knock on the door and 20 FBI agents are there with, you know, guns out, whatever his 15s, and are, you know, and
assault
what was
weapons.
After his lawyers reached out, because he got a target letter, target, by the way, for a crime that the state government refused to prosecute, okay? The individual that he allegedly assaulted, case gets dismissed because he doesn't prosecute it.
Doesn't show up.
And the Merrick Garland's Department of Justice sends him a target letter. His lawyers rightly try to contact the Department of Justice. And what do they get in response?
Yeah, they get nothing in response, and then their client gets a knock on a door with, you know, 15, 20 FBI agents with their guns. I mean, it just shows how out of control the DOJ and the FBI are. They're targeting innocent people, and like Andy said, they went after these people. They didn't even know who they were at those safety deposit boxes. They just said, hey, we don't know who they are. We don't know what they've got in there, but if they're in there, it's got to be criminal, so we're going to just gather it all up.
Andy, how in the world, though, did they get, I'm trying to figure out, how did they get the search warrant in the first place for all 1,400?
They lie to the magistrate. They don't disclose all the facts. They don't tell the judge what the crimes are. They don't say that what we really want is to confiscate
everything. Doesn't the judge
want to
say, hey, wait a minute here. You know, how could all 1,400 of these be illegal?
I agree with you, Jay. These magistrate judges need to inquire more and more and more deeply into these FBI agents who come in. What really I find astounding, and Jordan touched on it, was if you were an innocent box holder and you were just storing your stuff there and you came back and you said, I want my property. They said, well, let me see your bank records. Let me see your tax returns. Let me see your motor vehicle files. Let me see your criminal history. What is this?
It's a general search warrant, specifically what the founders said in the Fourth Amendment, does not exist in the United States. But this is what they're doing. They're busy doing that and making sure the VA now can perform abortions. That's what they're focusing on. What they're not focusing on, and we had Professor Hutchinson on, is how the economy is tanking and the American people feel things are a little out of control globally, like in Ukraine and Russia and China and Taiwan. And they want to give, and we didn't even get into this today, they want to do a nuclear deal with Iran so that Iran gets billions of dollars so they can turn around and use that billions of dollars. Do we have that sound? Then former Iranian citizen who said they're going to take that money from the Iran nuclear deal and they're going to use it to try to hurt more of these protesters. There's protests in 80 cities in Iran right now. That's what they're trying to do, Jordan.
Yes.
And that's what they are doing. And so you give them more money, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, they said over the weekend that they doubled down and said, in fact, they issued corrections on a couple of shows that said, we still believe in nuclear diplomacy. And that we still, while we don't have a deal imminent with Iran, and I think that's been the protests have caused issues there, they still believe that's the way to go.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're going to get into this on the broadcast that's tomorrow, Jake Sullivan. Because there's a lot of moving parts on this.
Yeah.
And these protesters are, you know how brave they are, folks.
Well, they're also disrupting the nuclear deal, so I mean, they're also helping us in many ways.
Exactly. So then the Biden administration is sending out the wrong signal here. And don't give these people more money, the Iranian government, to go use on their citizens. Secularbrothers.com to find out about the podcast. You can download it anywhere. You can get your podcast. You can watch it on Facebook, Rumble, YouTube, secularbrothers.com.
Yeah, and I would say, too, like if you didn't hear yesterday's or Monday's,
yeah, they're still got, they're,
not, it's not dated like that. It's a lot more of a discussion, a little pop culture and cultural issues that come up.
Somebody said funny. They loved the show yesterday, especially the Costco hot dog line.